Great, we're continuing in Perek Chav Dalet. We are up to Mishnah Tesvav. Shlosha Praklinin Hain. There are three types of leather gloves. Shal Tzadik Hayva Ov Tami Medris. If the gloves that hunters would wear for the hunters of wild animals and birds are Tami Tumas Medris, because sometimes you'll hold up your weight of your body with your hand in the glove. Shal Chagav and Tami Tami Meis. If you're gathering locusts and you wear gloves to gather locusts, it becomes Tami Tumas Meis because it's a usable kli, but you would never sit on it or put your weight on it. Shel kayatz in tahor miklum, and if you would wear it to dry fruit, then it's entirely tahor because it's just to protect your hands, but it doesn't really function in any other way. Mishnah tes zayin shalosh sivachos hein. There are three types of hair nets that women wear. Shel yalda tamei tumas medris. A young woman's hair net is tamei tumas medris because she would sometimes sit on it. Shel zekena tamei meis because she would not sit on it if she's an old woman, and vishal yotzis lachutz tahor miklum, and the hairnet that women would wear when they go out of their house is entirely tahor because it's just to protect from the rain, and is not a real kli, so it's not able to be makabel tuma. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Tesvav, we spoke about three different types of leather gloves, and those that you put your weight on are tummy medris, those that you don't put your weight on but are functional are tummy mace, and those that are not really even functional, they just protect your hands a little bit, are not tame at all. And then in Mishnah Tazayin, we learned about three different types of hair nets. A young lady's hair net is tame tumas medris, an old lady's is tame tumas meis, and the kind that you just go out with, that a woman just goes out with to protect her hair, is entirely tahar. Next time we'll pick up with Parachav Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin.